What are some of the common questions that you receive from surgeons in practice about DCIS? Of course, there's always the issue of margins, issues of sentinel nodes. Can you comment on some of those common questions?
One controversial area that keeps coming up almost constantly is all patients actually need radiation following segmental resection with negative margins. Of course, we have data now from very large studies where we have those patients who are randomized to receive radiation. There's, you know, an absolute benefit of about 10% at 10 years. That is, we'll see recurrences in those patients who weren't treated in about 10%, those without the radiation. The RTOG, of course, has their randomized study for very small, that is less than 2.5 centimeter DCIS, that has intermediate or low grade following surgical resection with negative margins. And I think that study's recruited about 900 or so patients. And I think it's important that we continue that study and that the surgeons in the community enroll. I think the patients are interested in participating. I think we can identify a group of patients whom there is a very low risk. They're probably going to be, obviously, like the invasive carcinoma, they're probably going to be older patients with intermediate and low-grade tumors. But I think we really need to do those studies here in the United States as well in a randomized manner.
In your own practice outside a protocol setting, are there patients that you don't recommend radiation for?
In general, we would not recommend radiation for those very, very small DCIS cases, less than 0.5 centimeter with very wide margins. However, these decisions are made in a multidisciplinary collaborative way. And even if I decide based on data that this probably isn't needed, I would prefer my patient to speak to the radiation oncologist to get a global perspective on actually her absolute risk and benefit of the therapy.